going to stay, whoever wants to go, they can go. We'll try to keep it short because I know everybody's tired. So, alhamdulillah, we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given us this opportunity to be a part of this beloved month and this blessed month. And also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to listen to the Quran like this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month, and how precious is this month? And how can we understand how precious this month is? If we look at the lives of the Prophet and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, if we look at their lives, we can understand how they appreciated the month of Ramadan. If we look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his life he went through a lot of trials and tribulations. And one such year, which was known as Amul Huzn, the year of sorrow, the year of sadness. In that year, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he went through so many problems. One problem was that one calamity that befell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that he lost his beloved wife Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then right after that his uncle, his beloved uncle Abu Talib, he lost him as well, and he was his support. Khadija radiallahu anha was his first wife with who had all of his children, so he was very sad this year. Then on top of that, he went to go visit Taif and to give them dawah, and they mistreated the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was Amul Huzn, the year of sadness for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to meet him. Isra wal Mi'raj, the journey. And he went, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on this journey, we can imagine that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most, and the Prophet loves Allah, so he went, after this year of sorrow, he went to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we can imagine ourselves, when we go visit somebody that we love so much, we don't want to leave them. And if we leave them, we would definitely want to go back to them. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was finished with this journey, then every year, when the month of Rajab would come, he would still make dua. Even though he desired to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would make dua that, Ya Allah, make it so that I can reach the month of Ramadan. This is how valuable the month of Ramadan is. And this is how he understood the month of Ramadan. And why? Because he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really loved the month of Ramadan. And he makes it easy for the Muslims to do good in this month. So this is how we should appreciate this month of Ramadan. And as we know, the month of Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an. And the Qur'an, it was revealed, the Qur'an was revealed in this month. And every prophet, to understand how this the Qur'an is so special, we got to take a look at every single prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sends a prophet, he would send them with miracles to prove that they're prophets. And it would be according to their time, to their respective time. So if, for example, Isa alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Isa alayhi salam, then at that time of Isa alayhi salam, medicine was at its peak. And medicine was at its peak, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave those miracles that would overcome medicine. For example, Isa alayhi salam could cure the blind, or bring back the dead to life, or cure leprosy. So these are the miracles Allah gave Isa alayhi salam. Then Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam those miracles that would overcome his time period. And what was in his time period? Magic, sihr, sorcery. That was at its peak. So at this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know the story of Musa alayhi salam, Allah gave him the miracles to overcome that time period. So with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, now we come to our Prophet. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Arabs were at the peak of their eloquence. Fasaha, Fusha. They were so eloquent in their Arabic that they would memorize the names and lineages. They would memorize poems, books of poems. And when they would do this, they would challenge each other with their skills of Arabic. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the miracle, and our miracle that remains till this day, which is the Quran. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this miracle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِ That bring, tell them, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that bring even a surah, even a verse that can compare to the Qur'an. So this is the value of the Qur'an. And they couldn't challenge it. You say you are Arab, you are fasih, but you cannot even challenge one verse of the Qur'an. With this in mind, we can take a look at the Qur'an and appreciate what we're reading today and what we're listening to. So what did Hafiz Saab recite today? كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So he talked about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah that Allah has prescribed fasting upon you as it was prescribed on those before you. And he gives the reason why, that so that you may become amongst the muttaqun, muttaqeen. And what does that mean? Taqwa. Taqwa, it comes from wiqaya. Wiqaya literally means the lughwi, the linguistic meaning. It means to shield and to protect yourself from something. So what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to protect ourselves from? The meaning of fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to stay away from the things that He prohibits us from doing and do the things that He wants us to do. So like Shaykh Hakim Akhtar rahmatullah alayhi said once, very beautifully, he said, in this world, you can do whatever you want. Do whatever you want, except for stay away from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits. Eat whatever you want, sleep however long you want, buy whatever you want, but stay away from the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits. And in essence, that is piety. Because piety is not that we, all night we stay up and we do nawafil salah, or we're reading the Quran every day. That is all good and that is the best. We should all, you know, try our best to do that. But piety in essence is to refrain from sin. To refrain from sin. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the maqsad of, the purpose of fasting is. So that we can become from amongst the muttaqeen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for us in this month of Ramadan. Because He locks up our external enemy, which is the shaitan, the shayateen. And then the internal enemy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us with that by telling us that we should fast. And by fasting, we're fighting our internal enemy, which is our nafs, our desires. When we fast, it weakens our desires. So from this ayah, we understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. And after understanding this objective of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ That this is the month. This is a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we can become from amongst the muttaqeen, is by reading the Qur'an. Because this is the month in which the Qur'an was revealed. So we should make a connection with the Qur'an so that we can develop the connection we can become amongst them. And the final thing that I noted down, that we can only speak about so much because we have so much less time, but this thing, this is another ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, and this can make us measure our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our connection with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when my slave inquires and asks about me, when he asks about me, tell my slave that I am very near, and tell them to ask from me. Ask from me, give, make dua, ask from me what they need and I will answer them. So this is one way that we have to really understand and measure. For example, if we love somebody, we can measure our connection with Allah here. If we love somebody, we can talk to them for hours. We have to analyze ourselves that, hey, are we making dua to Allah? And if we are, how long do we talk to Allah? How is our connection? If we have that connection with Allah, how long can we talk? And if we don't, then we need to work towards that. Because Allah is saying that I am near you and I answer the person that asks from me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon what we've heard and benefit from what we've heard.